Another politician. I heard this one is down there in Georgia. Do y'all know who this politician is? Another politician is being sentenced. Now, all right, let me back up for a minute before we start to hold her accountable. Because I'm just really now hearing about this lady and starting to do a little bit of research. I told y'all that when Biden extended, when Biden extended the PPP loan fraud thing and they have up to 10 years to come and chase y'all down, they working their way down the totem pole. I warned y'all. It was a lot of people. You remember when all of these people, let me tell you the two biggest scams that was happening during the pandemic. Actually, it was three. It was three massive scams that was happening during the pandemic. The first scam that was really, really killing it was people promoting and getting rich off the idea of selling you that you need to invest in their course in order to learn how to get into trucking. Man, listen, I seen so many people get finessed thinking that they was going to go out there and be an owner operator, get into big trucking, and then make a bag as a result of it. I cannot tell you. And I told y'all, I say, listen, it's some money to be made, logistics, but y'all don't really know. You don't really understand what goes along with this game. This is a boom bust cycle. It's a boom right now. And everybody running out there in order to go and get a truck, And y'all going to get stuff left holding the bag and it ain't going to go well. Second biggest scam that was happening during the pandemic, unemployment. Unemployment fraud was rampant. Yeah, absolutely. And then the third biggest finesse, I said it's just too easy. It's too easy. You said what was too easy? Getting that PPP loan money. Man, listen, I ain't seen a bigger setup in my lifetime. There was the only thing that I can think of that was a bigger finesse or a bigger setup to have y'all out here crashing out, and I don't even think that was as big, was the housing crisis that happened that ultimately led up to the recession that we had over in 2008. The only thing that I seen that was probably more impactful is people every single day. Every single day, they biting their nails, hoping that they can get past that 10-year mark, praying to God that they just go only after the bigger fish, like this lady that I'm about to talk about right now, praying to God that they just go after the big fish and that they don't even pay attention to what's going on with you. But I'm going to tell you what, one thing is for sure and two things is for certain. They coming, bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? They coming for you, boy. Yes, yes. All of y'all that was fake balling, that was out here buying all of these cars, everybody ran over into the Lambo dealership. Y'all was out here stuff. Where all of the money go? Where all of the ballers? Where the people that ball after tax season? Because we passed April. We passed May now. We in June. All of them same people that was flashing the money phone back then, they ain't got nothing to say no more. Where they at, though? Everybody disappeared. Now they running for their lives. Didn't even do nothing meaningful with the money. They finessed the government out of billions of dollars. And y'all didn't know that that was a setup? Anyways, apparently we got a Democrat, a Georgia Democrat over here, and her name is Shalitha Robinson, sentenced to 7 years. 15 million, she finessed. That's what they saying. 7 years. Check it out.
Mo money, mo problems. At least for former Atlanta City Attorney and Democrat Shalitha Robertson. Now, she was just sentenced to 7 years.
Hey, hold on. Before we get into this, is Atlanta, of all of the cities, I got Houston up there too, but is Atlanta the biggest finesse city? Or is it Miami? I really only think that it's only two cities that's in the running. You can throw Houston in there as an honorable mention because a lot of the people over in Atlanta moved over to Houston. So you got the same demographic. Miami, LA, throw LA in there because there's a whole lot of people pretending to do a lot of things and ain't doing nothing. They just faking it to make it. All right. Is Atlanta or Miami in black culture the biggest finesse cities on the face of the earth? Y'all let me know.
Years behind bars after being found guilty for pandemic loan fraud over $15 million worth. Robertson gave out this advice in 2023.
Goes back to what I've always told you. Don't ever chase the money.
Mm-hmm.
The money will come.
Chase you.
I got to review this. What? Wait. What podcast is this? Sheila Robinson did a podcast? Hold on. Hold on. Wait. Hey, and then she got the nerve to be on there giving advice. Don't ever let the money make. She giving advice. Listen, she giving the same effing advice that Diamond from the Players Club gave when she was trying to convince her little cousin not to go into the strip club. She giving the same advice that Diamond gave. Don't ever chase the money. Let the money chase you. I'm sorry, ma'am. How did you get a $15 million Rolls Royce? That's why I'm so adamant about showing my receipts. I'm sorry. Let me get there.
Burton gave out this advice in 2020.
I got to review this one. Let me take a picture.
Goes back to what I've always told you. Don't ever chase the money.
Mm-hmm.
The money will come.
Chase the universe, not the bag.
That's mm-hmm. it. Chase your passion, baby. Chase your dream. The money will come.
Yeah.
Receipts is receipting, ain't it?
The money will come courtesy of the American taxpayers. Because safe to say, she didn't practice what she preached. In April and May of 2020, Robertson chose to follow the money and fraudulently applied for millions of dollars in government loans for four businesses that she owned. And then she hooked herself up with luxury items that came with a very steep price tag, such as a swanky Rolls Royce, a 10-carat diamond ring. And Georgia filings show that she donated $1,000 to Trump prosecutor Fannie Willis's Democratic primary election campaign.
Yo, you cannot make this up. Okay, so here's my question. Because I believe that the only time that you can be out here flossing is if you got it legally. Let me say that again for the people in the back. The only time that you can be out there flossing is if you got it legally. You know why? Because when you put a target on your back and people start digging and the prosecution start paying attention and the IRS start looking and saying, hey, what is a city attorney doing with a Rolls Royce, a pink one? Why y'all being so loud? Why are the people that are finessing the most the ones that's the loudest? I don't understand. The only time that you can be out here in Monaco, the only time that you should be out here driving in the loudest car is when you got it legally. Why would you finesse? I mean, you shouldn't be finessing at all. But why would you finesse and not be laying low? You got it in your regular bank account. You just out here buying 10-carat rings, driving Rolls Royces in Atlanta, of all places. Jesus Christ.
Donation went through around the same time that Robertson received her massive payouts from the Paycheck Protection Program. Harris, you can't make this up.
No, I mean, when you hear about all the candy that she was raking in, she was rolling like J-Lo before Ben Affleck. Is there a fiduciary responsibility of Fannie Willis as a district attorney to pay attention to as then a candidate who's donating to her campaign? Like, when you get a certain amount, are you responsible
$1,000
for looking and seeing where that money came from? And if you are, in something like this hoax, are you also responsible for going after that person? I mean, I have questions for Fannie Willis now. Robertson basically answered them all. She chased the money, and she was trying to make sure that the pot was big, so she was trying to tell everybody else don't chase the money.
Right.
So when she got there and found the money, it'd be waiting for her.
Right. And according to 12 New York jurors, then absolutely every dollar needs to be scrutinized when you're coming about election, right, Kaylee?
Yeah. Yes.
In politics, there is a drumbeat, like with Harvey Weinstein when I was at the RNC. They were demanding the DNC pay back the money that was paid to them by Harvey Weinstein in the form of donations. So that is a fair question.
Maria Lovely says, Anton, you always say why floss for people who don't care about you. That's correct. You flossing for people. You're not buying stuff that's meaningful to you, that is something that was on your bucket list. You doing it in order to stunt for people that don't even care nothing about you. And you're going to go to jail and they're not going to check for you. That's 100% right.
situation for Fannie Willis. But the audacity of this woman, the Paycheck Protection Program came into place during COVID when I was in the administration, and it was for the purpose of being given to business owners to keep your employees paid because employees couldn't work. Businesses
for a lot
didn't
of
want
us,
them
that
to
was
go
a come
under.
Up.
So this PPP program was for that purpose. This woman wrote on a form that she had four companies and 427 employees. I looked everywhere. I want to know how many employees she actually had. She clearly didn't have 427. Mm. She wanted to go out and buy diamonds.
you can steal the money with that.
Dog, if you got a business that got 427 employees, if you have a business that you, what company, dog, you know how hard it is to grow a company to the point to where you can afford to pay 427 employees? Who's trying to come in my space?
Without any employees, which was part of the fraud, just to be clear. By the way, that program was $1.2 trillion. Yeah. Just last summer, there was a report that $200 billion possibly was spent in fraudulent claims, PPP, unfortunately. Yes. There was the pastor in Minnesota. He said he had 28 employees. He didn't have any. There was a man in Florida. He bought himself a $3 million home, didn't even have a business.
Wow.
I mean, the fraud was massive. So it was meant in a good way, obviously. But look, at the end of the day, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried, all that money that he, all that crypto stolen money that he gave to all those politicians in D.C., yeah. They're not giving that back.
That was the other shush fund.
But Lawrence, here's the thing. The government only makes money because of our taxpayer dollars or what it seizes from us. So the good idea wasn't actually a good idea. If they would lessen regulations, that's how businesses thrive and are able to actually make an income. So her getting the free money and everything that people used to crow about and sing about, it is our money that not only goes to the government, but then goes to those fraudulent recipients. And it seems that no one in that party ever appreciates or recognizes that.
They don't understand it, and they're so hypocritical. And this happened all over the country. But what's particularly egregious about her case is part of what her claim to fame is justice, especially in the area. And ATL is the modern-day Black Wall Street. She was stealing money from the community that she said that she was advocating for.
Disgusting.
$15 million that were supposed to go to employment of those Black residents, mm-hmm. while still saying under the banner that she's saying no justice, no peace, racial justice. How can you advocate for that and steal from those same people?
I got to get this podcast. Hey, if anybody in the chat, anybody in the chat that can find this podcast, I don't know who it is. What's her name? Shalitha. Hold on. Give me a second. I got to find out what this podcast is. What is this podcast? Anybody know what this podcast is that she's on? I'm going to try to pull it up. Hold on. Shalitha Robinson. Robertson. Shalitha Robertson. Wait a minute. If anybody can find this podcast, would y'all please send it to me? Email it to me at AntonDaniels413@gmail.com. AntonDaniels413@gmail.com. I cannot find this podcast. I don't know where it's at. I don't know if they removed it. But if y'all can find it, is that our pink Rolls Royce? Oh, y'all got to see this. Before we move over to the review video, give me a second. Is this how she was riding around in Atlanta? What is wrong with these people? I got to share this with y'all really quickly. I'm sorry. Give me a second. This is how she was riding around in Atlanta. Oh, my God. What is wrong? What is wrong with these ladies? What is wrong with these people? Why would you be riding? First of all, it's tacky as hell. It looks trash. Jesus Christ. Yeah, man, if anybody can find it, that looks horrible. If anybody can find this podcast, y'all let me know. I want to check it out. And I'm sure that it's not even available anymore. But if y'all could find it and y'all could check it out, send it to me so we can review it on the Anton Daniels channel and then we can go from there. Anyways, this is shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all in these streets. Y'all are unreal sometimes.